Tyler Beede comes in next today, and this will be his fourth outing of the spring. Two innings each time, six innings pitched, four hits, no runs, three walks, and three strikeouts. And one of our followers on Twitter, and it's been a pleasure to get to meet him today, and that is Tyler Beede's dad. Walter Beede is with us right here on the show. Walter, nice to have you.
Thank you for having me, Marty. This is a great honor and a great pleasure.
Yeah, so you listen to our show. You're back in Boston. You get to hear us. I do indeed.
At this time of the year, it's kind of refreshing to go into baseball mode. It's a little on the cool side, snowy this coming week. So I absolutely, especially during spring training, I listen to you all the time.
Very good. So you've heard Raff and all. My whole crowd back there.
It's interesting to see the energy and all of the people, how they react to games and players and opinions and so forth. So I try to take that all in and kind of learn from it.
Very good. Walter Beede with us. And he sees his son pitch today, who's had a great spring. And I know this is your first time down here, this year at least.
Correct, yes.
What do you think about Tyler and how he's doing?
I just enjoy watching him, in the dugout and kind of interacting with the fans. And he learns a great deal by being in the dugout and being a part of spring training before they send him down. And he gets to talk and meet with people such as Tim Hudson and Madison Bumgarner, etc. And he learns a great deal, and he's able to take that and implement that into his season.
Yeah, and he keeps the ball down. This is good.
Now, I think this is kind of a culmination of the last 4 or 5 years and trying to take the input from, a lot of coaches and former players. And now I think you're starting to see it really fully blossom.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him today. And I would imagine more than two innings for him today with Matt Moore going. Probably four. Maybe we'll see three out of your son today.
Well, he's just whatever they tell him to do, he wants to go do.
Very good. All right. Walter Beede is with us. We follow him on Twitter. What's your handle on Twitter?
BaseballLifer11.
Okay. And he responds to us all the time during the shows. We appreciate it. Walter, but you have a baseball background, which is not shocking to me, seeing that the kid played so well as a kid and also at Vanderbilt. Give us a little of your background.
Mine's pretty brief. I was drafted out of high school by the Chicago Cubs in 1981 and played minor league ball, albeit for a short period of time, and then after that began to get into the career of coaching in high school and ultimately as a head coach at the Division III NCAA level until the time that my boys started their high school careers and I stopped.
Now you have a second son, right?
Yes.
That's Kyle.
Kyle.
And where is he?
Kyle is at LSU Alexandria, and he is the voice of the Generals. And their basketball team is actually going for a national championship. They're undefeated currently.
So. Really?
Yes.
And does he do baseball, too?
He does baseball as well. He's actually very, very good. He kind of patterns himself as Craig Sager. He dresses a little eccentrically, but he's very good at what he does, and he has a passion for the craft.
And is he going to be another Marty Lurie?
I sure hope so. I'm sure he would like to say that he would like to do that.
Okay,
as well.
We'll have to get him to call in sometime.
Oh, he would love that. Trust me. You open that door, and he is a great animated character, and he's very knowledgeable about the sport, and that's easily, when you hear him talk, you can see that.
Very good. What do you think when the Giants drafted Tyler so high out of Vanderbilt?
Well, we were thrilled. We have actually a Giant connection. Paul Turco, who is very high up within the administrative with the Giants, has known Tyler. His best friend is Michael Turco in Auburn.
The Turk.
And they grew up together. They were born a couple days apart. So the Turco family has known Tyler, so we've always been around the Giants in a different kind of way. Glenn Tufts is a very good friend back home, and so Tufsey has always been following Tyler. So when the time came, people looked at it as a negative that he actually slipped to the 14th overall selection. We actually saw it as a great blessing, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, what a thrill. I didn't know the Turk was in the background there.
Oh, for many, many years.
I loved talking ball with him.
Yeah, many, many years. He actually worked with Tyler while they were in high school, while I was in high school. And his son, Paul's son, Anthony, and Paul Jr. Really helped and were very influential in Tyler's career.
Oh, very good. Let's see what you learn on the show. You just ask a couple of questions.
I didn't know
that background, the Giant background. Very good. Yeah, very lucky to go to the 14th pick.
Absolutely. We look back at it now as a family, and I know Tyler certainly does, is having the opportunity to work with Dick Tidrow and all the pitching coordinators, and now Dave Righetti. Steve Klein was absolutely instrumental in his development last year, so we're honored.
Oh, very good. Walter Beede with us, obviously the dad of Tyler and Kyle.
Kyle,
Beede.
Yes.
And any more back there? Is that it?
No,
that's it. All right, very good. Now, what do you do now? Of course, we had the coaching background, and we could see it in your son. You did a good job with him. What do you do now?
I own a baseball consulting company that's called Baseball Process. And what I try to do is get parents to understand the ins and outs and tribulations of travel baseball, lessons, and so forth. Baseball is not a game that you can just watch on a video. You have to go play it. And I think a lot of parents are spending money in such a manner that they think that results will instantly follow. I also help families navigate the college recruiting process. I don't really do a recruiting service. I'm more of a consultant. I've helped boys that have never played in high school. They didn't get the opportunity to play much, and now they're playing Division I, Division II baseball and down at the Cape, etc.
Oh, very good. Very good. Now, I hear the voice. I hear, you know, the Boston part of you. The Red Sox in there somewhere?
Oh, absolutely. Diehard Red Sox fan. Carlton Fisk was my absolute idol. And I grew up during an era in Boston sports where I think we may have witnessed one. I think the Boston Bruins, the Boston Celtics, but really never saw much from the Red Sox prior to 2004, obviously. Heartbreaking 75, 86. Kiss kills me. But, you know, it's been a great run recently, so I'm absolutely a diehard Red Sox fan.
Very good. Now, when Tyler's on the mound, we're going to see him today, Walter Beatty with us. Do you get nervous?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? I mean, you know, sometimes it's tougher on the parent than it is on the kid, right?
I think so. I think from the standpoint and the perspective of obviously you want to see Tyler compete and do well, but at the same time he's working on a craft. And that's the one thing I think a lot of fans, especially during spring training, you know, we don't know what these pitchers are working on. But as a dad, every time he pitches, I feel it.
Well, he's done pretty well so far. We'll see what happens today.
Well, I know he's anxious about getting out there today and kind of competing because he's got some friends over there on the Diamondbacks, so I know he's a little amped up today.
Anyone in the lineup?
I think your leadoff hitter is AJ.
AJ, okay.
They work out at Cressy Performance together. That's where they're back. And Jared Miller, who's a left-handed pitcher, is a Vanderbilt. He was a teammate and roommate of Tyler's, so he's over there. So there's a little bit more at stake here, so by the time they head over to Top Golf, they can, you know, kind of one up each other.
Beautiful, very nice to have you on.
I appreciate it. This has been a pleasure and an absolute honor.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank
call
you
in any time. We love to. I know you follow
will.
Us. And,
oh, absolutely.
And you can participate in our guesses of attendance and all
that.
You know, we'll take you to dinner at Original Joe's
okay.
in San Francisco. But we'll watch Tyler and AJ Pollock. We'll hope that comes up. Walter, thanks for
being
with
very
us.
Much, Marty. I appreciate it.
Very, very nice. All right. Walter Beatty, very nice having him on. All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.